Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, early visit this week. I think he's gloating, gloating about his Super Bowl win. Good morning.
That's right. I'm happy post second day after Super Bowl, and I was a proud supporter of the Buccaneers and our Michigan man Tom Brady, and he didn't disappoint, did he?
No, he had a solid game, and no doubt about that. And the Buck defense, wow, they were tough.
Yeah, it looked like Kansas City was discombobulated from the very beginning, and you owe that to the Tampa defense for showing them something that they hadn't really seen before. So the combination of that defense and Brady's unbelievable effectiveness, oh, my goodness. He, I mean, that one stretch there, he went 9 for 10 in passes, and he's an amazing guy. He's a superhuman specimen as far as I'm concerned. I don't know how he does it, but it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. So what's cooking this week? Restaurants are back open.
Well, you know, we've had 2 weeks in a row with great freedoms given back to us that has been long overdue. Last week, of course, we were able to go out and enjoy a meal with our loved ones at a restaurant. That was a unique experience. It had been such a long time since I've done that in Michigan that I didn't remember how much I appreciated it. And so Sue and I went out a number of times last week. And in every case, if it was available, I'd invite the owner of the restaurant to sit down and just share their story of how they've been able to survive. And some of the stories are very, very heartbreaking as the kinds of things they've had to do. And also some of the stories are very inspiring because they've had key employees who could very well have just taken a layoff and actually earned more money because of the federal enhancements to layoffs, but yet they chose to not do that and stick with the restaurant owner and stick with the family and keep them open even during carryout time. And so those stories, which we haven't heard much of yet, I'm going to try to highlight. And then, so that's last week. And then this week, today, starting today, we finally, you know, liberate high school's kids to legally compete because there's been a lot of kids, like my grandkids, that have, you know, gone to the free states of Indiana, Etowah, Wisconsin, to play sports because for some reason they couldn't, COVID was reacting differently here than it was in other states, and so they were restricted from doing so. I got the guidance almost halfway through the first half last night from the Department of Health and Human Services on what the requirements are. And basically, the way I understand them, and I haven't read them in complete detail yet, and is that you know, every sport has an association associated with it, and they're the ones going to be providing the guidance on safety protocols and so forth. So I think there's some best high school basketball games scheduled even for tonight, which is fantastic.
Absolutely. Good to get that back up and running, but you got it. You still have to be careful, right?
COVID hasn't gone away and is not going to go away.
No.
I'm glad to hear that you had a good experience with your first dose of the vaccine. And everybody around the state is doing everything they can to provide those opportunities for as many people as we are provided the doses into the state of Michigan. And but there's not been any data to suggest that high school sports have been a big source of spread and concerns. So I'm confident that this is going to work out just fine.
Yeah. Can't wait till the vaccine gets into the pharmacies, and then really everybody will have that, you know, will have that option.
Yep, the industry is ramping up. It looks like we're going to have at least one more new from Johnson & Johnson that may become available soon. And so, you know, it's just a matter of time to work through that. Meanwhile, just, you know, be safe. Know the people you're hanging around and those that may be most vulnerable, and be extremely respectful of their personal space. And then do your best to go out and live. Live, work, and play safely is how I like to frame it.
Yeah. Mike, it sounds like the Michigan GOPs had quite a weekend selecting their new leader.
We did. We had an energetic campaign election at the party chair level. Ron Weiser secured his third non-consecutive term, I might add, which is really unique, by garnering about two-thirds of the votes. The number of votes that were cast is also impressive. That just tells me, thankfully, that there's still a big group of grassroots folks and people that understand that the values and foundational principles of the Republican Party have not changed. There's still a lot of disappointment with the outcome of the election for president. But across the nation, Republicans clean house in just about every other state. But there was a disappointment at the top level. But I remind folks that our messages change with the environment. Even messengers change, sometimes sooner than we'd like. In this case, with President Trump not winning re-election. But our foundational values and principles do not change. And that's what allows us to continue to, you know, work through our differences, arm wrestle a little bit, and then get about the work of finding, recruiting, and preparing and training candidates for which will be a very energetic 2022 election cycle. We've got all three top spots in Michigan open for re-election, and we'll have aggressive and very excellent candidates in each one of those spots.
Any names come to mind, Mike?
No, but I believe some of those names will start surfacing within the next 30 days, Greg.
Okay.
We had to get the convention behind us and get the leadership in place. I believe those names will start filtering out very soon, and you'll see the level of candidates that we'll have.
Okay. Exploratory committees, things like that?
Exploratory committees for lots of people, but maybe not for one that you're looking for.
Well, I didn't say anything. Hey, you said energetic. There was a lot of energy. Apparently, Laura Cox and Ron Weiser won't be exchanging Christmas cards this year.
No, there was a stiff competition, a difference of opinion on how to do things, and you're correct. There's a gap there that probably won't be overcome anytime soon. But that's just between the two of them. It's not amongst the party, and we've got a lot of enthusiasm building right now across the state. We got more precinct delegates than we've ever had before, and that is a great indication of the level of enthusiasm that we have.
So, what's coming up this week as far as any legislation, or what are you working on, Mike?
Two things. One is the almost exclusive focus on deploying and appropriating the federal money that's been given to Michigan to all the special circumstances related to shutdowns and related to COVID. It's multi-billion dollars. And I know there's some frustration from some folks who think that we're dragging our feet appropriating that money, releasing the money. And I push back and say, no. We can't just willy-nilly release, you know, billions of dollars without understanding where they're going, how they're going to be spent, and what kind of oversight is going to be provided to ensure that these taxpayer dollars are being spent properly. So this week, for sure, the Senate will release its first batch of proposed spending for the this COVID money, and then over the ensuing 30 to 60 days, we'll be doing the rest. That's the appropriation side of the ledger. And on the policy side of the ledger, we're still executing some very aggressive oversight hearings with regards to elections so that we can propose before spring break election law reforms to provide even more security and integrity in our election cycle. I think people are expecting that. It's not gone away, and we have at least one, if not two, meetings a week on that topic. And we'll have a very robust panel of election law reform recommendations, like I said, before we go on spring break.
Where does small business sit there?
Small business, not Wilbraham in regards to elections, but small business is the one of the top recipients for the COVID money that's going to be released. Education and small business are the two places where much of the dollars are going to go. And then the third category would be healthcare workers and health systems to enhance their ability to prepare better and respond to the need that we have in front of us right now. So those are the three categories where spending is going to be pretty rigorous and pretty generous.
Can lawmakers get together and figure this out without bloodshed?
Yeah.
Without bloodshed?
Yeah. Well, there may be a bloody nose every now and then, but that wouldn't be because of our differences of how to spend this federal money that's been delivered. So things are let me put it to you this way, Greg.
Yeah.
Since the previous director of the Department of Health and Human Services resigned and a new one was appointed, we've had more interaction, more communication, more questions asked, and more input sought from the new director than we have in 2 years from the previous director. Now, that's a good trend. Is it enough? Not yet. The executive office still needs to embrace the legislature on a more rigorous basis, but it's a heck of a good trend, and it sets a great example. And so if we can build upon that, then I think that we'll have a chance to remove some of the angst and be a little bit more cooperative between each other and be involved in decision-making going forward. So
Has she been officially approved, Mike Hertel?
No, she was appointed, and we'll have a advice and consent process probably in early March, late February, early March.
Why?
Give her a chance to demonstrate whether she's going to be uniquely, if she's going to be the keep on to the same kinds of behaviors and same kinds of lack of communication that occurred with the previous director, or is she going to be different? And so far, knock on wood, she's proven that she's really wants to embrace and inform and even seek input from the legislature, which is a refreshing difference from the previous fellow.
What happened to Gordon?
Well, don't you believe the papers? It says he resigned.
I don't believe
anything. It's got to be true. Got to be true. It's written, everything that's written in the media must be true, right?
I believe what you tell me, Mike.
Well, you should. Because I don't lie to you, Greg.
Okay.
Now, but let's stay focused on going forward now. Let's not spend too much time in the rearview mirror.
Well, thanks for stopping by today.
You bet. And I won't be calling tomorrow morning unless something shakes.
Gotcha.
Have a great week. You have a great week.
Thanks, Mike. Right. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky. I heard no exploratory committee there.